Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Ha, ha, wait for your love, ha, 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 ha. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
This lady's about to be everywhere.
I know. Wicked for good. I was reading this story about the Dorothy character. And actually, I'll get to it this break.
Oh, okay.
But the people are... The people who've gotten to see the early screenings of this are freaking out about how much they love it, how good it is. It's supposed to be very touching, heartwarming.
Okay. I'm going to watch. I didn't expect to love the first one. Mm. I still can't remember why I do, but I did love it. Mm. I did leave it going, wow, that's a ton of talent on that screen.
I think I might have gone to the theater to see it. I think my sister was in town or something. I can't remember though.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Tina. But I might wait this time. I might just watch the first one and the second one together. Like when I can rent it, the second one, I don't know though. We'll see if anybody wants to go with me. Anybody want to go to the movies? Disneyland tickets. Let's do this. Disneyland is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got your tickets. All you have to do is take the word joy, J-O-Y, joy, over to RadioAlice.com and enter it in on the contest page. Take the word joy to RadioAlice.com.
I love that word.
Me too.
I love the name. Mm. I love the word. I love joy. And what's the movie? The
Inside Out.
Inside Out. I love that joy. Mm. I love the joy we both know, the former wife of our boss.
Our old fearless leader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
joy.
It. Joy.
I know every time I see the word joy.
I love joy to the world.
Oh my God. I know.
All of it.
Yep. It's good. I like joy and Jared. Never mind. And if you take the word joy to RadioAlice.com, it's a classic rock thing that I'm not going to say.
Don't do it.
I'm not. I refuse to. And you can't make me. And you will be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. The code word is joy. Take it to radio. Don't do it. Take it to RadioAlice.com and you will also qualify for the grand prize vacation, which includes a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park per day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. It's an amazing grand prize. You want to win this. Just take joy to RadioAlice.com. Joy is the code word this hour. We got a new one for you next hour and we're doing it all day through Jane's show at 6:05 is the final one. Okay, death is not an option. These aren't as scary as I'm making them sound. Would you rather eat 1 pound of candy corn or 10 pounds of Reese's peanut butter cups? You have 1 hour to do it.
What happens if I don't, because I'll go for the peanut butter cups, but what if I don't make it? Then do I get to die?
Well, let's not even call it an hour. You just have to eat 10 pounds of candy or 1 pound of candy.
I'm going to eat the peanut butter cups.
You're going for the 10 pounds of peanut butter cups.
I'm not eating candy corn. I don't like it.
Just no matter what the other option was, you're not eating candy corn.
I don't like it. I don't know how you like it.
Oh my God. I just, everything about it. What about you, Bobby?
Peanut butter cups or what was the other option?
1 pound of candy corn or 10 pounds of Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, 1 pound of candy corn, obviously.
Yeah.
You could not eat 10 pounds of Reese's cups.
You can get through them someday. But this is, you know, you don't have all day to eat them. You got to eat them all.
I've probably eaten 10 pounds in my whole life.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, my God.
30 long years.
Yeah. And I've definitely eaten more than a pound of candy corn.
Well, I wonder
I ate
how
half
many...
a pound of it just the other day. It was sitting on the table out there.
Gross.
Ugh.
Everybody's I don't hands know were in it. How Ugh. Many peanut butter cups that numbers out to.
I don't know either.
But I'd do two a day for the, you know, until they're gone.
Yeah. I think it's a tighter time. I was just trying to tease you.
I had two of them yesterday.
Really? The little mini ones or just a pack?
Well, they're separate, but they're in the bags that you buy from Costco. Yes. And that's what I went for.
They seem a little bit
dessert.
Smaller, don't they? The little they individual do. Ones. Mm-hmm. They don't seem like the full size.
I agree.
Reese's peanut butter cups. So I can rationalize that I can eat like 10 of them.
No, that's
and
not.
And be like, well, that's like eating two regular size.
They're not that
ones.
Much smaller.
No, there's a lie. I think they're a lot smaller. Okay. Would you rather spend a night sleeping in a graveyard, lying on top of a grave with a creepy winged gravestone at your head? And it's like a dark night. It's just so... Or... spend a night alone in a creepy haunted house, a real one, you know, like the deserted mansion that every town has, you know, in a deserted location. Sleep on top of a grave or sleep in a haunted house alone.
Can I put up a tent?
No.
What?
No.
Why?
You got to lay down on the grave and sleep. Or you got to go into the house and, I don't know, sleep on the moth-eaten couch.
Yeah. Is there a bed? In the house?
Oh, you're not opposed to sleeping in a haunted house bed?
I'm going to be asleep.
I mean, it's an abandoned house.
You're giving us options. Help fill out we got a questionnaire.
Bed. There's a bed, but the rats have clearly taken up residence in all the mattresses.
Oh, they've got like, rats?
Well, it's a haunted house.
Are they
it's
an abandoned, dead rats?
It's abandoned. No, it's, well, some of them are dead. It's an abandoned house. It's an abandoned haunted house. And it's creaky.
How
you know?
Cold is it outside that night?
It's.
Can I bring a blankie?
Wow.
And a pillow?
So many.
We deserve
things.
To have a sleeping bag if we're going to sleep outside.
Okay, you can have a sleeping bag.
I mean,
in either scenario, you can have a sleeping bag.
Grave.
You're going to take
the grave. I'd go the grave too.
It's way less scary outside.
Also,
I feel like animals might come and get you while you're sleeping.
You said there's
animals
rats
don't
in
come
the house.
And get you.
Oh, yeah, that's true. There are rats in the house.
I don't really, like, as it is, anything that gets, you know, me excited will spike the whole night. Just, it's over. I'll just sit there. I just get adrenalized and then I'm just too
hyper.
So it'd
be easier to just sit on this grave.
I'll just sit on the grave and, you know, check out the ravens.
Yeah.
What are they up to?
It's weird that they're out at night.
I don't know.
I saw a bird.
How'd it go, by the way? Did you get a response?
Oh, good Lord, no.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not.
Me either.
All right.
It's still only 7:17.
But we did have a texter write in, but they were a little bit confused about it. They said that they texted their wife at 6:54 a.m. I saw a bird today, and the partner called them right away. What kind? Was it a hawk? La, la, la. Like asking all these questions.
Oh.
And they're like, did I pass? Did she pass? Everybody
she passed.
That's flying color pass.
Yeah, I feel like that's the home run pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The point is to find out.
A phone call?
Right?
She's in love with you.
Yeah. Honestly, obsessed. Like,
yeah.
A little codependent, I might say.
I would actually think, I think maybe the correct answer to, I saw a bird today is, tell me more. Like, because there's really not a lot of information there.
Right.
Calling? She's obsessed with you.
Addicted.
Yeah. Is that a good thing? Did he then? Never mind. We can't even ask him. He's not here. Okay. So you guys are both taking the graveyard.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sleep in a, I don't want to be in a haunted house where rats are gonna.
I'd be more afraid of like falling through the floor of the haunted mansion. You know, like it's abandoned and rotting, and so I guess I'm gonna go graveyard as well. I'm not that scared of graveyards. Everybody's played in a graveyard when they were a kid.
I really haven't.
In the dark.
I don't think so.
We used to party at this graveyard in Bridgewater. It had one of those crypts that somebody had forced the door open on. We would just all go in the crypt. Yeah.
And drink beer or what?
Yeah, whatever.
Make out?
Sure.
You've made out in a crypt.
I have absolutely made out in a crypt.
You've made out in a crypt?
Yes, with Whitey.
With Whitey?
Yeah. Is that your cousin?
You are funny. No, he's not. Not my cousin. I never made out with any of my cousins.
Does John know you made out with Whitey in a crypt?
It's possible. You know, I dated Whitey right in front of him when he was in his band.
Did John ever say, I need to make out with you in a crypt so that he's not the last guy that made out with you in a crypt?
He needs to plant his flag everywhere that happened.
Well, that's what I'd want to
do. Yeah, no, I don't. It has never come up. In fact, I haven't really thought about it until I was writing these things this morning, and I was thinking,
I would think if John finds out that you've made out with Whitey in a crypt, he will want to also have made out
with
you in a crypt.
Should I text him that? Did you know I made out with Whitey in a crypt?
I think you should.
Yeah. He might have been there. Like, it was probably partying.
He was in the crypt where you went to make out with Whitey?
I don't really recall.
I wanted to say
didn't, get busy in the crypt. It was, you know... I was in there with him, though.
What do you mean, get busy?
I think you know what get
I
busy
I don't
means.
Know what
don't
that
act,
means.
You, don't act
You're saying,
like
so
that.
You haven't done it in a crypt, but you have kissed in a crypt.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to go on record and say 99.9% of the people who heard you say that would say, I've never made out in a crypt.
Yeah. Well, if you spent a lot of, I'll bet you there are people listening right now going, yeah, that's where we all went. No,
I just told you no one heard that and said, yeah, that's where we make out with people.
800-400-3697. When you were a kid, or really at any point in your life, you sick person.
Nobody.
Maybe they take dates there. I don't know.
That's hot.
It is kind of hot. Thanks, Paris. Here's my final one for the day.
I can't even look at you anymore. You make out with people in crypts. What? I don't even know you. This is totally new information for me.
I may have even told you this before. You don't remember every single dingle thing I say.
No, I do so.
Here's your final. Your final death is not an option. And feel free to text us with your response to this and your reasoning behind it. Would you rather do a two-person costume where you're the back end of a horse bent over all evening and your face in really close to the back end of the guy you just ate bean burritos with, or...
What?
You heard me. And I'm trying to give some detail here. Or be attacked by a horde of bats who definitely seem rabid and you're 2 miles from the nearest shelter. Two-person costume, you're the back end of a horse, bent over all evening, face close to the one place on that guy you just ate bean burritos with. Or be attacked by a horde of bats. You're just out in the world and the bats come and they seem rabid and you're at least 2 miles from the nearest shelter. Yes, Vinny.
In this situation...
Why are there so many questions?
Because these are horrible options, so we need to be sure.
In this situation, since I'm a guy, do I get to be behind a lady who's just had a bean burrito, or is this...
Sure, you can be behind a lady.
Okay, I'll do that.
You'll take the two-person thing.
Over the bats? Yes.
Are they really rabid?
Like, they might be. They seem rabid.
Do I get injured?
Well, I mean, it depends how fast you can run, I guess. I don't know.
The bats make a much better story.
Do they?
But, yeah. What if I came on here and said, yesterday I got attacked by a horde of bats?
Yeah.
It's way more interesting than being part of a stupid Halloween
costume. Like, I went
some
out for
guy
burritos
I had
with
burritos
Susan.
With.
I had to be stuck in a costume with him.
That's not even a story. That's just a bad
choice.
So
you're going to take the bats?
I might take the bats.
I think maybe, I got a pretty good chance against the bats.
Then maybe I could start a rumor that I've become a vampire or something.
Oh, like this is your origin story for your superpowers.
Oh, then I could be like Buffy or something. Although, no, she kills the vampires.
Yeah,
she
doesn't want to be a... I think I'm also going to take the bats. I like my chances. They're little. They're small.
By the way, the texters say, you're on your own, sis. Kissing in a crypt is weird.
Yeah. Completely weird.
It's not weird.
We
hung out there and party. We were just like, it was the only place you could go. But there were like plenty of places to sit. You know, you could sit on headstones.
Just kissing. Are you kissing with your pants off? You don't need to go anywhere.
No, we were just,
walk behind a tree.
We would always go. It was like a dare. It was a dare to go into the crypt, you know? I mean, it was a crypt with a door ajar.
Then there's the kink.
I was in that a million times, that crypt. We partied there all the time. But I definitely kissed
more
Whitey
than one person.
No.
Oh, only Whitey.
I think only Whitey.
You think?
I was with Whitey at the time. Okay. We were hanging out in the graveyard. Because it was either hang out there or go to, you had to be really quiet if you went to Whitey's house.
How old are you in this scenario?
19, 20.
Okay.
Around there.
All right.
Yeah. So he lived in the basement of his parents' house, his mom's house only. And he had like carved out a bedroom kind of near the washer and dryer. And she had so many kids. And then, so we could go there and party, but you had to be so quiet. It was like, it wasn't worth it. So it must have been warm enough out that we could go to the graveyard. Who cares? Anyway, I'm taking the bats and you're taking the costume and you're also taking the bats.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That is all. There's your Halloween version of death is not an option.
Oh, that was the whole thing?
Yeah. Was that not enough?
Well, I mean, we did find out you made out with people and, you know.
I really didn't expect to have there be a big reveal. I was just, you know, trying to think of things that you guys wouldn't, two things you wouldn't want to do.
I'll ask other people that question now. Have you ever, because that is really interesting. In my own studies, I believe every single person I ask, have you ever made out in a crypt? They will say, no.
When I was a teen, it wouldn't have been possible. The graveyards are definitely
monitored
patrolled.
And locked. Yeah. I know. Yeah. The one in Bridgewater was pretty old and you could just, it had like a short stone wall. You just hop right over it.
I was with someone in a shed one time, but it wasn't haunted, not at all. You know, there were no dead bodies anywhere.
That you know of.
No, I know.
A better question might be, have you ever made out in a graveyard? Because not everybody had crypt availability to them.
I've never made out in a graveyard either.
Really? Never hung out in a graveyard?
There's no graveyards where I lived.
Yeah, I suppose.
None.
Right.
I realized like when I moved to Philly to work with you, they're
everywhere.
All over the place and they're random. You know, they just build a house next to
and they become like a park. I know. There'll be a tiny graveyard from like the freaking 1700s.
Right.
And it's between two skyscrapers in Boston. It's crazy. Okay, I think that's enough Halloween for one break. What do you got coming up?
Is it?
I know. Yeah, I didn't get to my story either.
What was it?
Here's the story. Here's the whole story. Okay. We were talking about Wicked for Good.
Yes.
Dorothy's face is not going to be shown in it. They didn't want to distract from the Elphaba Glinda story. And they feel like everybody knows what they think Dorothy looks like.
I think that's a good call.
They're not going to show it. I thought that was a really interesting. And it's John Chu, the director, said, I didn't want to step on who you think Dorothy is.
I like
that. We all think the same thing when we think of like that person defined that role.
It's Judy Garland.
Basically, right. Exactly. They couldn't pay her estate enough to get
probably
the rights to her face.
How funny would that be? Hmm. All right, Vin, what's coming up?
Is Jesus' middle name starting with an H?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it does?
Yes, absolutely.
And more after these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, you belong with me. Alice at 97.3. Alice at 97.3. You belong with me. Listen all day on the fives for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by my friends at Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. Lease a 2025 Mustang Mach-E Premium with extended range for just $299 a month at Frontier Ford. Mm. Hundreds of new and pre-owned Fords in stock and ready to roll as well. So go to Frontier Ford and check if you're looking for a car.
Did Deepak wind up with one of these?
He did not. Oh. He didn't get, there was a date on that.
Right.
And we weren't able to connect in time. Mm. He's still looking at it, but
still right now, $299 a month, man.
He drove from, told you where he drove. Yes. Anyway, find Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek in Santa Clara or online at frontierford.com. Speaking of, I wanted to mention, thanks again to the people who came out to the Billy Idol show yesterday. It was
so great.
Super fun.
Yeah.
I had a great day. I got to eat with a friend of mine, and then we walked over to the show, and even though it was a little warm and I may have sweated out my shirt a little, I also spun my rings on my watch, which was nice.
Sure.
We had a nice lunch. We got to bond, hanging with a friend who you really like. You
go, roaming around the city.
It's good. Good stuff.
Somebody you love.
I don't, what?
You don't love
him? Well, I mean, I guess.
Of course you do.
And then, Billy Idol was great.
I know. It was so exciting. It was like, it was short too. It was only a few songs, like 4 songs. And it was just like, the excitement was just incredible.
I love that there's parts of those songs that are really not, he made them work for an acoustic type little show, but in reality, those are some screams I'm sure he full throats those, when he's not on a stage with all the gear, but he knew how to do it.
He did. They've clearly done that mini set a bunch of times. It was great.
Yeah. Super fun. So if we ever do something like that again, you want to be listening and you want to win that because that was epic.
It really was. That's the word for it.
Okay, so Hurricane Melissa has, just to get started here, I should have said, some clouds today, high of 75, cooler than we saw yesterday, and time will change. We fall, daylight savings times ends Saturday night. We fall back Sunday morning. Mm. You get that extra hour.
It gets dark early.
No, it's great.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm not a kid. I'm not going to go out and play after dinner. What do I care?
Bob's a little upset about it.
Yeah, well, she goes and plays after dinner, I guess.
Guess so.
I guess I'll have to stay up that extra hour and really get the most of it.
Mm.
You know?
All right.
It's so fun when you're at the bar and it's, what does it happen at 2 or 3?
It's 2.
So at 1:59, the bar's about to close and then it's
extra
only 1 a.m.
You get a whole other hour.
Well, I imagine that's if the bar, you know, keep wants to stay. He could also just say, get the hell, what are you talking about? No.
The barkeep?
Yeah.
Barkeep. Oh. No?
That's not a thing?
Oh. Yeah, it is. Sure it is.
Toronto won last night, and they go up in the World Series 3-2. The next game's tomorrow in Canada at 5 p.m.
Canada.
And there's some football tonight. Two teams that are in, they were in the playoffs last year.
Oh.
Just last year.
Okay.
And now they're like 2-5 or 2-6. Mm. They're not doing good. Ravens at Dolphins tonight, 5:15 on Prime. While I'm telling you to watch stuff, we've been, the order's been presented. We have to watch The Family Stone as participants in Bob's Movie Club.
Yep. A week from today, we'll all give our thoughts on that. Mm-hmm. If you want to go long form, we have an email now. Actually, maybe we should come up with a Bob's Movie Club email. Why not?
Oh, they DM me on Insta.
Oh, there they do?
Yeah, okay, we're in chat. Great. We chat. Okay,
perfect. Easy. I won't even bother to give it out then.
Now, back to the Caribbean has been throttled.
Yeah.
Hurricane Melissa has continued its devastating sweep across the Caribbean. They're talking about, I mean, while I saw some videos of people standing in the wind, like going, look, I'm about to blow over. In general, they're flooding and there are enough sort of, the infrastructure has been destroyed.
That's the word I was going to use there. Did you say you also went to Jamaica one time?
No, I have not been.
I'm sure all of the resorts have survived. They are all modernly, a lot of people live there in shacks. Looks like, you know, salvaged pieces of
tin
wood
roof
and
shacks.
Tin roof.
Yeah.
Many had satellites. They definitely have electricity going mm-hmm. there, but yeah, I mean, Jamaica's not an incredibly rich country or anything.
Well, just so you know, in case you've got a vacation planned, it's maybe a time to reschedule.
Maybe a no-go.
Right. We have a new record for the world's heaviest pumpkin.
Oh.
What a Halloween
heavier
treat.
Than the one that won.
Yep.
Okay.
Two British twin brothers have been growing giant pumpkins for over 50 years, and they finally scored a world record after they harvested one that weighed 2,819 pounds and 4 ounces.
Oh.
It's also the largest pumpkin by circumference, 255.8 inches. That's over 21 feet.
Wow. Is it all flattened out? Do you have a picture of it?
I have. Yes,
so
I do.
They're so heavy, they like collapse on themselves.
They put them on, and by the way, they grow them on pallets so that they can
move them
around. Yeah, you'll see the pallet underneath it there.
Oh my God.
It's actually not as flat as some I've seen. It definitely has a big rounded shape. That's incredible. So huge. So what was the old record? Do we know? You said 2,800 something pounds?
I had it last time we talked about this. And the only reason I did this is because we did it the first time at Half Moon because of the Half Moon Bay Festival. Yeah. But these guys just got the world record. I don't remember the old one.
It's close because I remember saying it's a ton. It was close to 2,000. Wow. Would that pumpkin even fit in that room in the studio?
Well, it would take up a lot of room.
Wow.
If we didn't remove the furniture, I seriously doubt it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Here's a question for you.
I love questions, Vinny. Ask me anything.
How happy are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
It really does depend on the day. I get blue. I would say I am a 7.5.
That high?
Yes, I'm a pretty... Like, when so I'm happy, I'm a very happy person.
Are you saying that's how you are right now?
I feel very happy right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Great day yesterday, and I'm having so much fun with you guys. I would say right now at this point, I'm 10. I'm happy.
A 10?
Yeah.
Huh. A new study found that if you're hovering, the answer to that question is around a 3, it's affecting your health.
Mm.
It's certainly not, you know, that's something to consider.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of changes need to be made? If it's the relationship that's dragging you back, maybe that's the move that has to be made.
Well, bad ass happens to people. You know, there's no question that you will not be happy every day of your life. There's into every life, some rain must fall. Whether it's medical stuff or financial problems or relationship stuff, family drama, like there's always things that are in there. I just think that sometimes you have to be a 3 to appreciate the 7.
Sure. Absolutely. Research shows that loving life comes with a lot of health benefits. So on the bright side is if you do make changes and you can get to a place where you're enjoying your life and you've set yourself up in a way where you like your job, you like your coworkers, you like the people that live in your house.
Yep. You've got a good baseline to get that number up.
They say here, they asked people to imagine a ladder with steps numbered from 0 at the bottom to 10 at the top. 10 means the best possible life you could imagine for yourself, and 0 is the worst. And they found that on average, the minimum number before you see any health benefits is about a 3.
Oh.
Once you're above that, basically a 3 or higher, you see more and more health benefits the higher you go. It also found that being excessively happy, like a 9 or a 10, came with no negative effects, just positive ones.
Oh. In other words, like just delusional?
You're not going to overdose on happiness.
Oh, that's good news.
More is better in this situation.
But I do think it's a day-by-day thing. Like, I don't know anyone who's happy all the time. Like, people, we have problems. But instead of saying mean things to yourself, try to say nice things to yourself. Lift yourself back up and out.
To answer the question in general, I love life. Mm. I love life. Mm. I love what we do. Oh, I love our time together. Right. I love life.
You love your kids.
I absolutely love a lot.
You love that Frontier 4 of yours.
I do.
I love it too.
There are things, though, that overwhelm me. So I definitely can find myself starting the day like up here, and then it just chips away.
There it is.
And there are times, especially if it's like interactions with other people where I've had some stuff on the road, and then you have a thing that goes wrong here or there. You just find yourself going, I want to go to my room.
Mm.
and shut the
door.
You need
a few minutes alone.
Yeah, I'm just going to
just get a reset here.
Yeah, right. Just take a meditative moment and put on Bob Marley or something that resets me. And then life, it's great. I love it. Don't you?
Yes. Not at 3 a.m. So that, I was thinking, even through the course of a day, there's definitely like 3:00 a.m. my alarm goes off. And I am not at a 10, I'll tell you that. But I'm also not at a 3. Mm. Like I know what I do and when I get up. And so I'm bitter about it, but I'm not, I'm not going to let it ruin my day. I always say on some days, the worst moment of my day is 3 a.m. when the alarm goes off.
That is early.
It is. But then it's all uphill. And then a few minutes later, I'm sipping my coffee. So happy about it. Woo!
Some people still smoke.
Yeah, I know.
Some people still smoke cigars.
You know, I think more people smoke cigars than we think. Like, there's a whole cigar shop in my town.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a weird one. Cigars had a moment like where you were seeing celebrities with them. They're pretty filthy and
so stinky.
They're
yes.
rank. And I used to, as I was like falling back into cigarettes, I would use a cigar to mask and hide my smoking of cigarettes because I just thought.
Because that wasn't smoking?
Not the same. No, it's not nearly the same addictive. I don't think.
Is it true that you don't inhale it? Like you just put it into your mouth? And
right.
Then, so that's why I'm having a problem.
It's more about that ritual. I think it's more about that ritual of the same reason you would miss the old timey cigarettes versus the vape is there's a ritual. There's a flame. There's a thing you're doing. You walk out of the house into wherever you're. And you just kind of, I think it's more about that ritual than it is about someone liking cigars. Right. And I, like I said, I was hiding.
Yeah.
I would smoke my ciggy and then take one puff of a cigar and be like, I don't smoke.
Do a lot of people still pipe tobacco?
I don't think so.
My grandpa was a big, I remember the house always smelled like his brand of pipe smoke
was.
My
dad had a buddy that
I liked it.
That smoked a pipe.
Mm.
Like one of those weird
That's
things.
Another ritual. There's a little thing there where you're tapping it out.
I think they inhale those though.
Oh, yes. Yes. He definitely was a pipe smoker.
Some people still smoke cigars and some people still use some banks still use those pneumatic tubes in their drive-through teller windows. I'm shocked that that's still a thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
Love that.
Your mom or dad would do the banking. You have no idea. Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
My mom, we would go. It's so exciting.
Fill out the deposit slip.
And then they put it in and it goes.
Right. And then the teller would send you back a thing.
Right.
And you'd have communicated with them through the little transistor speaker.
A man in Bath, New York, in southwestern part of the state of New York, was arrested after he placed a lit cigar in the drive-through money tube at the bank.
Oh.
He did it on purpose. It doesn't say here why. So we don't know if he did it
out funny?
Of... I don't know. That's not funny.
No.
But then again, You're trying.
You are.
And then you fail. Or people are upset. You're like, I was trying to. No? Okay. I don't know what he was going for. We don't have that here. Whether he was just being a jerk. I think he was just being a jerk.
Yeah, it sounds jerky. Well, it almost sounds like he wants to burn the bank down.
The man is 33-year-old Jacob Franck. And he was charged with assault in the third degree and reckless endangerment in the second degree. Both Class A misdemeanors. The bank employee who got the pneumatic tube with a cigar in it, required medical care.
Oh.
They say the injuries weren't life-threatening. It sounds like she may have inhaled a little bit of cigar smoke.
Maybe she burned herself. Wouldn't the tube, the little catapult thing, be filled with smoke? And you might be like, what is happening with this? And you open it up and go to dump it out. And like, I suppose that
maybe
your hand could get burned.
Maybe that is it. Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, he's in trouble. And he or she, the person at the bank.
The teller
is not apparently dealing with a life-threatening illness, but did need medical care. Huh. Or wanted off early that day.
Well, any excuse, right?
Who could blame her?
Let's get out of here.
Our text number is 800-400-3697, and Bob will read those to you.
Before you start, though, what is Jesus's middle name?
Oh!
Yeah.
Damn it, I've been waiting for the Jesus's middle name.
You were waiting for that, really?
I was going to tell you through a text. Someone texted in about it.
Yeah, is it
You lost
Herbert?
Your chance, Vin.
Hieronymus?
I can't, no, it's, well,
415 says, the saying Jesus H. Christ originated from a misinterpretation of the Greek Christogram, a monogrammed abbreviation for Jesus's name. Is that what you've got?
No, I actually think it's holy.
Oh, Jesus, holy Christ.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Is that
or
what
like
you,
a bagel.
That's what you think, or there's a story?
That's what
about
I think.
This?
I okay. had a story, but I honestly didn't get to half
Henry?
Of what I had planned. No, it's not Henry.
Hermie?
It's not Hermie either. Although Hermie
Helen?
Is. Isn't Hermie the elf?
Yeah. I want to be a dentist. Or is it Herbie?
Herbie Fully Loaded?
No, oh. I think it's Hermie.
Is it Hermie?
Okay, can you Google?
It's okay. You know what? While you do that, we're going to take a break.
And
when
I'll
come
find
back,
my Jesus story,
Disneyland
okay?
tickets right after this.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.